The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
When the sun starts to shine, leave your worries behind. Down the coastline is where I'll be.
Dave, no, I love that. I love this, Dave.
On the boardwalk in a car.
You like listening to yourself?
Resorts is where we start. It's where I left my heart. It's AC.
Good Frank. Good Frank. He's checking the news. Can we take a break from the news for 2 minutes, Mr. Morano?
White House for a sub.
This is the new Atlantic City song, baby. I love it. I love it.
Past three.
Good band. Those are your cats?
Regular guys, yeah. I'm sick about Don Guardian losing, though.
Yeah, we got to talk about that.
I know.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock in New York, New York. Thanks for listening on AM970TheAnswer.com or on Facebook and YouTube. And appreciate you watching and looking all around these fine United States of America and around the world. Dave Damiani's my buddy. He's my young buddy. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Debbie's got traffic for you. We got all the news just for you. We're going to break it down. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. Oh, my goodness. Every morning you wake up, everybody goes, oh, Donald Trump is president. Oh, my liberal friends. Is Donald Trump's president? I say, do you know I don't have to even virtually prepare for the program in the morning because something's going to happen. It's always so exciting. You never know what's going to happen with President Trump running everything, you know. And plus, I think he's doing a great job. But let's talk about you from Atlantic City. Dave Damiani is a singer from Atlantic City just ripping it up. When I listen to satellite radio, I see Seriously Sinatra. I see your name come up all the time. That's a big accomplishment. But let's go to politics first and foremost, because I believe me being I'm a Jersey guy, I worry about Atlantic City. I worry about the inner cities of Jersey that have been neglected. Atlantic City was making a great rebound. You and I experienced it. You brought me down to resorts. Resorts are jumping. Borgata's jumping. It's now the Hard Rock's coming in. And Don Guardian, the mayor, had a lot to do with that, Dave Damiani.
Well, you know, now this other guy's going to get – Gilliam's going to get a lot of credit for it. But, you know, they came in there. They did a lot of crazy stuff with the voting ballots. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened. I know that there was 1,600 messenger ballots when a year ago – or 4 years ago, there was 300. So I don't know what happened, but I know Don Frankie lost his squeaker.
Frankie was saying homeless people were voting.
Homeless people, dead people. I mean, just crazy. But I mean, I'm telling you, I try and stay away from politics. I really do, because you know it doesn't help me in my business to get involved in that stuff.
No,
but,
you can't.
But I met Don Guardian in Atlantic City, and here's a guy who cares. Here's a guy who was doing some great stuff. He was a liberal in terms of his social beliefs,
yeah,
but also very, very conservative in his fiscal stuff, and was doing great things for Atlantic City, doing amazing things.
Yeah, Stockton University coming in, man. Remember we were down there, and I'm saying, what is that building with our buddy Mike Lopez? I said, what is that built? And Stockton University is building like dorms or something right there by the beach.
The gas company, Stockton University,
the
new boardwalk is going all the way around now. I mean, it's so cool. It's a great place.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
coming
yeah.
back.
I get you. Frankie, you love this guy. He's so old school.
Totally.
Damiani is so old school. And we wanted to bring you on. Let's talk for a second, because I know we have folks listening on the West Coast. We're going out to L.A. You're bringing me out to L.A., man.
I can't wait to come out to L.A.
Look out now.
We got like three or four packed days with Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
We're going to do a playing favorites on XM.
Yeah,
and we're
going to
do on the
old man's channel.
Yeah, the old man's channel. We got the Sinatra family, bless that. And then we're excited that we're going to do a Sinatra lounge at The Grove, which is this amazing place.
This is so cool. The Grove, and now the owner of The Grove is, what's his name?
A guy named Rick Caruso, amazing Land developer, amazing. He's involved in politics too. You'd love him. I can't wait for you to meet him.
He's running for mayor. Right,
he's going to run for mayor. I mean, yeah. He might run for governor.
Yeah,
I mean, he might run for president.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really, really amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's friends with Steve Wynn. He's got the same attitude. If you've been to like a Wynn property, and you want to go to that feels like that.
Yep, yep.
And they're doing a Sinatra lounge for 1 month. They're going to sell all Sinatra merchandise. It's going to be awesome. They're redoing the whole inside with the Sinatra stuff.
This is huge. How big of a room? Is it a couple hundred? You figure
maybe like 150 people.
It's an intimate place.
Yeah, we're bringing in a real piano for like a month.
We doing tunes?
We'll do a couple tunes. A couple tunes.
And Tina and Nancy are going to be there?
Tina and Nancy. I think maybe not.
Charlie Pignon?
I know Charlie will be there.
Yeah,
and Jimmy Edwards and maybe Holly Foster Wells from Peggy Lee.
See, what I like about this kid, and I appreciate you coming on the air, is that it's all gone. That whole character, that whole tenor that the old man started is going away. And you're keeping it alive. And when the old man was nice to me, when I was a kid and I was 27 years old and I'm doing the SNL thing and doing Sinatra, he embraced it. He called me the vice chairman of the board. Here's my new discovery. He's Italian, Joe Piscopo. He just always never was in the inside. Never got in the inside of the Gregory Peck, the Stephen Eady kind of circle. Never was there. Kirk Douglas. I was never there. But he always, like when I was, he was at the Madison Square Garden, right? And he was doing a concert, and I'm sitting, the A-list is over here, you know? It was square stage, and I'm like here, first row, but here, like, you're good, kid, but don't get too close, like that, you know? So, you know what I'm saying? So he's singing Lady is a Tramp, and he goes, and I'll never forget this, and I'm in the audience, Dave, and I'm watching the old man, and now he's right on top of us, you know? Yeah, she gets hungry to wait for dinner at 8, likes that theater, doesn't come late, boom, he winks at me like that, looks right down, winks at me, that's all I asked. It was the greatest, man.
You know, I last Saturday, because I, you know, I get lucky, I get called to do some of these amazing parties. I got a call from Tom Dreesen.
Dreesen's great.
He
opened for Sinatra for years, one of the funniest cats in the world and one of the nicest guys in the world.
One of the nicest guys. I saw him one time. I saw the one show in at the Sands, maybe his last show in Atlantic City that he ever did.
Yeah.
And Dreesen opened and I got to talk to him. But Dreesen opened for him for 14 years.
Yes.
And then he was telling me 61 times on The Tonight Show, 50 times with Johnny Carson. And here I am having a chance to meet some of these guys. That is lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the
yeah.
guys that I knew that taught yeah, me this music, yeah, most of them yeah. have passed away.
Yeah,
you know,
but you're keeping it alive in Atlantic City as well. What we did with Haley Reinhardt, who's incredibly talented.
She's killing it right now. She's killing it.
I know. She's out there like doing a national tour, but you had her with you for a long time.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Where are we playing in L.A.?
Oh, so L.A., guess what we're playing? The place, remember where Robert Blake allegedly shot his wife?
Good. That's a good way. Yeah. Promo it like that.
I think there might be a joke or two in there.
Robert Blake will show up. That'll be good.
Vitello's Restaurant.
That'll get Murano. Murano will go out there now. I know Frankie Van Burrell's will show up.
Well, I
what's it called? Vitello's?
Vitello's Restaurant. They got a little... It's a cabaret room.
Yeah,
it's right in Studio City.
Cool,
it's awesome. Seats about 150
right.
people. We'll probably do two shows. But we got that Saturday, December 9th.
All right. And you're talking Mo's working it all out with everything.
Oh man, it's gonna be great.
Dave Damiani, you wanna Google Damiani, you know that's easy to spell, but the kid's got a great voice, he's got a great feel for all the great standards. And thank you for keeping the legacy alive, brother. And I know I speak for the old man.
Well, thanks for having me on, and you guys are amazing, man. This show's great. You got funny. Man, you got some good guests too.
I know. See, we nonstop action. 9:13, Dave. God bless you, brother, and thanks so much. Hang out and have some fun, and whatever you need, you know, you're more than welcome to always stay here and have a home here at AM 970. The Answer with old Piscopo, your buddy Piscopo.
No, I can't wait to get you out to LA.
Oh
so,
man, yeah.
You got some friends out there, man.
You're gonna get me in trouble.
I'm gonna get you in trouble.
Oh, look out!
I'm gonna get you in trouble. You're gonna have fun with me. I can guarantee you that.
Vitello's, Damiani, Piscopo. We should post something online where you can go to get some tickets. And
yeah,
stuff. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, let's find something. Yeah, we'll do something.
All right, Dave. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for coming up. And you're in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Bronx Tale tonight, you think?
Maybe.
You got to see it.
I got to see it. Is that the one I should go see?
You need tickets?
Yeah,
I do. I can't help you. But I said it, but if you want.
I need six. Six tickets. No, just two. That's what someone told me the other day. She says, hey, can I get 12 tickets to your show?
I'm like, 12 tickets? They never say two.
No, but this is what they say. This, he goes, can I get 12 tickets? I'm like, 12 tickets? And like, how about two? I'm like, okay.
Yeah. David, thank you. Give the mayor our best. Mayor Guardian, please.
Love you, Don Guardian. Yeah. I don't care. And guess what? The new mayor, you know what? I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to make sure I help out, do whatever I can, because it doesn't matter who's in charge. You got to keep doing the right thing.
That's right. And you're doing the right thing, Dave Damiani. Thanks. I'll keep the fight, man. I'll see you out there. Thank you so much. Dave Damiani, there's a bright kid, and you got to Google it. You love the music, and I love that they keep the legacy alive. And then he thinks enough of the old guy to say, Joe, come on out to Los Angeles. We'll go to Vitello's. You're going to a jazz club out there. So I go. I'm going because I love, you know, we'll get Dave out there. And then we're going to be on the Sinatra channel, which is something, because I really did the old man in a kind of with a sense of humor, right? So but I deal with it, as you see, Frankie, on stage. I deal with it very seriously. So now we're going to go on the to Sinatra channel. We're going to push Dave's album. We're going to do some of our favorites of the old man's, and it's going to be a great week.
No, that's great. You guys can tell that you're kindred spirits, love of the standards.
Like you and Joe Sebelia.
Exactly. Love Joe Sebelia.
But you got to bring Joe these young kids up, and you got to teach them. So when Dave comes up all the way from Atlantic City just to come on the radio show, and then he's going to go to Los Angeles. And it's not like this big mega deal. It's just out of love. And, you know, and I saw him. You see the kid on the boards, as it were. It's really refreshing. And it's something that we should just embrace. It's Piscopo in the Morning, 9:15 right now. And, you know, we got Kevin McCullough is going to come in and tell you how you could help Puerto Rico, which I'm very proud to tell you about. Rachel Brown, you don't want to miss. Rachel is got a beautiful line of jewelry. So if the holidays are coming up, here's a gal who started her very own jewelry company. And I love that because I think about that. I could tell my daughters are get older, particularly Allie in college. What can you do? How do you do it? I take her over to Fox News, and I told you this before the other day. She goes, Dad, if anybody at the college knows I'm at Fox News, they're going to hate me. I said, honey, it's a job. And after all the problems, quote-unquote, women problems that you heard, allegedly or otherwise, at Fox News, women run that network. It's all young. It's all young women, and Allie's going to be right over there. As soon as she, grace of God, graduates, and
well, she'd do a great job. She's very personable.
Yeah,
very smart, hard worker.
And I took her to Dr. Rock yesterday. Is that funny? That was my day yesterday. Hey, honey, what do you need? Dad, I think I broke my ankle. She indeed broke her ankle. Broke her ankle. Pulled something there. Thank you, Dr. Rock. I love you. He took care of her, and we're going back there tomorrow. So here I am in town. Now, I'm with Keith Abloh today. I'm just telling you my schedule so you know. Keith Abloh has a podcast. I'm going to go do Keith's at the comic strip on the Upper East Side. I'm going to go back there. And then are we going to get
out? Now, is that like a switcheroo kind of a deal where he has a comic do psychiatry for the day?
No. I think it's comics with head problems. And boy, put me front and center.
Well, you'll have a lot to talk about there.
I know. I may come back real soon.
Start with your dreams and then move on.
How about that dream yesterday, huh?
I'm sorry. Who?
Wait, again? If you find her, give her a call. Will you give me a call?
What is she, still in my ass? She lost her phone?
No.
Phone's locked?
Jesus.
Too chilly? What?
So then tonight we go to Gallagher. You going to Gallagher?
No, I have prior commitment tonight.
You mean like something important?
I'm on the board of directors at CTV.
Right,
and
check
we have a board meeting.
I'll check with the boss and we'll see. I got to remember.
Oh,
I want to tell Jerry that about his son Jeremiah doing such a great job at the.
He heard us talking about it on the radio yesterday.
That's not going to get you out of this tonight.
No.
That's a good one. I like that. I like the move. No, it's a smart move.
I need a day where
he was great. He was so good. Listen, tonight,
by the way.
As
he's walking out the door, by the way.
I'm very slick, Mr. Piscopo. Very slick.
Do you know how great your son was when he played with
me? Oh, my God. Make sure you gush for 3-4 minutes. It has
and
to
then
be.
Say, boss, I don't think I'll be able
to. You know,
love to go over to Gallagher's, but it's like another early morning. I have to get back to the kids, the same old story. But it's all good, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about a thing, Frankie Five Angels. Remember that? I love that.
I do like the pocket square you got on.
Thank you.
Very sharp.
You know, it was for when I wore a tuxedo, I would go out and attest him. If you do a Sinatra-like show, it was for the old man. And
it matches the tie beautifully.
Well, thank you. It's
right on.
Oh, it's so kind. It's a Bogacci tie. Mm-hmm. It's an Italy tie. And until they make it in America, I got to buy what's made in Italy anyway. And it's like a different kind of tie. But it's a Bogacci.
I looked at a tie this morning.
So I'm not going to this Phil Murphy thing on Friday then.
I don't think you should go. The optics look bad.
I don't know what your schedule is like, but
that's terrible. I have no time.
Yeah, that's the thing is, if you have a night to be home, I would say be home. However,
hang out with me.
Yeah, Well, then you should go to the Murphy event. I mean,
wow, nice. That's now listen, that's disrespectful. No, well, no, I think you should bring the lieutenant governor.
If you're gonna
that's
go
how
out,
you do it.
If you're gonna go out, you should go that's to telling the, you. You should go to the Murphy event. He's the governor. You have to support him. You have to work with him.
You don't think.
And have yourself that. Announced. See, that's the best part. You walk in, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Piscopo with his escort, Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno. Bring the house funny. Down. The house down. Down.
Yeah, you got me thinking, man.
Come on. Go, I'm telling you, it'd be
you
great.
You always got to have a sense of humor, right?
Be great. You know, could you imagine the coverage you would get for that?
Yeah, let's see. I don't know.
Do it.
I heard things. I heard things. Plus, he's not the governor yet.
Governor-elect.
But
if you don't want to go, I'll get a Piscopo mask, and I'll go, and I'll bring the lieutenant
what,
governor.
Be you great. See what Dave said, Dave Damiani said about the mayor, how great that was. You support the new mayor.
You
we
have
support
to.
The new governor.
You have to. We don't have to live
but
here.
Why don't they do that with Donald Trump?
I think that is to, you know, the. I think that says a lot about his critics, the fact that they're not willing to work with him or give him a chance. Although, you know, Chuck Schumer, they worked with him on the lifting of the debt ceiling, on the aid for the Hurricane Harvey victims. Hopefully they can come up. With
We're
some
missing
sort of a
the
deal
bigger point
on tax reform,
all
on,
of this
infrastructure, rather.
All of this, these investigations, this, that, whatever, this is all meant to misdirect us. Don't we get
distractions.
It?
Distractions.
It's all distractions
yeah,
so
right.
that it prevents the
you're
president
right. Right.
from doing his agenda. And then the voters go, you know what? He didn't do the job. Let's vote him out.
Yeah.
Can we please let the government do the government instead of all these trials and investigations and all this other nonsense? People want tax reform or tax cuts. Get it done. They want health care. Get it done. Stop wasting our time and our money.
Frank, does it bother you when Al makes sense?
It should.
No, Al has a lot of common sense at times.
That's what I love about him. Yeah. Common sense Al. Mm-hmm. Ooh, new nickname. Deb, how are you?
Good. By the way, I went to the Barrow House for dinner the other
night.
Oh, that's
great.
It was great. Oh, it was
Van
so
Houten
nice.
Avenue in Clifton, New
yeah,
Jersey.
One of my
you know, you. How much do you love that, the Barrow House?
Oh, I love it. I love, like, the different themes and the rooms.
What did you have?
I had the roasted chicken. It was delicious.
Yeah, spectacular.
Yeah, with the rice. Oh, it was so good.
We got to go. We got a rendezvous. We got all of us got a rendezvous. But we've been doing good, Deb. We've been getting together in Manhattan.
Yeah, we have. It's great.
It was Cowan's, and now the Barrow House.
Yeah, I'll be at Cowan's tonight.
Just
you
to want to
join me while I'm by myself, doing nothing.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me. Don't even look at me.
At the bar.
Don't even look at me.
No eye
look
contact.
At me wrong.
No
You're
eye
out.
Contact. Mr. Cthulhu, do not make eye contact with me, please.
Yes.
I can see that.
They have a hidden room there. Yeah. If you
so,
look at
the
me
Cthulhu
wrong,
room?
You go into the hidden room. That's it.
Wait, so Al, you want to go to a bar and just sit there and stare? You don't want to talk to people?
That's it. I just want
that's
to stare.
That's scary.
I'm stare
Al, I'm worried about you, Al.
I'm going to dress like a bum. I'm going to be creepy.
Al, I'm worried about you. I'm officially worried about you.
Don't be worried.
Sit there and just drink and not even talk to anybody.
Worry about me.
He's just going to sit there and stare at his drink.
Get
not talk
along.
To anyone.
You want another? Don't look at me.
Hey, Debbie, how we doing out there weather-wise, baby?
I'll tell you guys what's happening. Let's go over to the Seaford Oyster Bay, northbound getting up toward Hempstead Turnpike. Watch out for that accident. And over on the Southern State westbound getting right past the Wantagh, an accident was cleared out of the way. Stop and go on the Cross Bronx West getting right out toward the GWB, the outbound GWB. Some ongoing construction. Southbound side of the west side in the 90s. Watch out for a stalled car. They finally cleared an accident on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out by Clover Road, and watch for some slowdowns as you head to the Newark Bay Extension eastbound right past the Newark Bay Bridge with a disabled car. Brought to you by the TJ Martell Foundation. Join the TJ Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn more. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 49. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime. AM 970, The Answer.
More than a month ago, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving incomprehensible devastation. Today, more than 3 million Americans have no electricity. 1 million still don't have access to clean water. Life is far from normal, and they still need our help. Food for the Poor and WNYM are shipping food, water, medicine, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. Please give to keep the help and hope flowing to these hurting families. Just call 855-821-8255. 855-919-4673. Your generous gift will let them know they're not forgotten and will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. To give now, simply visit am970theanswer.com. Or to give by phone, call 855-919-4673, 855-917-4673. Call now and make a life-saving difference for the millions in need.
Throwing a party this holiday season? Eliminate the stress and make it a success by using Northern New Jersey's most reliable and extensive rental company, Taylor Rental. Since 1966, Taylor Rental has been a one-stop shop for everything for your party needs. From tents, tables, and chairs to chafing dishes, glassware, linen, and china, Taylor Rental has your next event covered. With the area's most extensive and varied selection of items to rent, they can take care of your special event. Call Taylor Rental's expert staff at 201-847-9611 or visit them online at TaylorRentalNJ.com to plan your next successful party or stop by one of their three convenient showrooms in Hillsdale, Ridgewood, and Franklin Lakes in Bergen County to see all they offer. For more information, directions, or questions, call 201-847-9611, 201-847-9611, or online at TaylorRentalNJ.com.
Hey, Blue Rock Energy, of course, we all want Blue Rock Energy. We are AM 970, The Answer. We have switched to Blue Rock Energy. I am switching to Blue Rock Energy. Everybody's going to Blue Rock Energy. All you got to do is call 877-280-4909. If you own or rent an apartment or home, you can sign up with just a few quick steps at BlueRockEnergy.com. Phil Van Horn is spectacular. He's a great guy. Keeps the company in Syracuse, New York. His phone, the phone bank at Blue Rock Energy that you will call, 877-280-4909, is right outside Phil's office in Syracuse. He is known to pick up the phone and just say hi. It's that kind of company, you know? And you could just team up with one of Blue Rock's expert energy advisors who can tailor a solution specific to your business. They can help you find ways to conserve energy, customize rate plan to help control your energy costs. Ask about a free on-site assessment today. An energy assessment, free on-site. Think about it. I'm just saying, you just consider it. You can call 877-280-4909 or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909 or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is wild. Wait, we got Kevin McCullough standing by, but I got to go. I got to the phones. J.J. French calling in, and this is cool from Twisted Sisters. J.J., how are you, man? What are you doing up this early in the morning, brother?
Well, you know, I was attending this Marvelous Mrs. Maisel TV SAG event last night, and I heard Dave Damiani with this band, and I walked up to him. Because I'm such a Sinatra fan. Of course, every heavy metal guitar player is a Sinatra fan, you know? And, you know, and I just walked up because he was singing. I went, you got, like, one of the best voices I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, the kid is
great. And I said, you know, and I told him who he was. And he goes, oh, I can't believe it. So we started talking. He goes, tomorrow I'm listening. I'm on Joe. I said, I listen to him every morning. And he goes, you got to, like, call in or something. And I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. Oh. But, hey, first of all, I'm a fan of your show, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Secondly, Dave is great. You're absolutely right.
Thank you. And you know what? Thanks for bringing, because, you know, I think we're all news. It's crazy. JJ, it's all over the place. You can't make it up. It's, you got to report all the terrible news. It's great when somebody like Dave Damiani, this young kid who's being true to the Sinatra standards, goes all around the country, performs. Now we're going out to Los Angeles. And then JJ French, one of the legendary guitarists, the Twisted Sister, calls and actually listens, man. These are the good things about radio, JJ.
Well, let me say this, Joe. We're at the end of the day, we're entertainers, okay?
Yeah.
And I have my political views, but this is not the time and the place. And I tell people, I pick my time and place. I always say, when you come to our shows, we do our best to take you out of whatever your mood is and make the best mood we can for you as entertainers. And you guys put on, you're a great entertainer. Dave's a great entertainer.
Yeah,
by the way, do you know that Twisted Sister started out in New Jersey?
No!
Yeah.
Because I only know Howard. And it was all through Howard, and it was D, you know. And so tell us about that history, man.
So the band started in 1972, and D was the fourth lead singer. And wow. I was the I was a lead singer for a while, and God created Bob Dylan so I could do cover material, you know, because my voice is just horrible. And I by the first lead singer. So the band started in Hohokus, New Jersey.
Yo,
we had a house at 315 First Street in Hohokus, and I'm a Manhattan guy, you know. And I come out and for my first audition for the band, which was called Silver Star at the time, and you know they're telling me, yeah, you know we're like into glitter and glam, we're gonna like dress like women, and I'm thinking, okay, I was a Grateful Dead Allman Brothers guy originally, and I thought, okay, this is kind of cool, you know. I said, what kind of clubs? They go, well, it's like mob bars, you know. And I'd never played bars. So you will appreciate this because you know the kinds of guys that own these places. Frankie the Shoe, Billy the Fourth, Johnny the Chair, you know, these kinds of clowns. So I said, what's it like playing a mob bar? And they go, well, listen. They say, you know how like a lot of times club owners don't like loud volume? You know, they always say, turn down.
Yeah.
And one night we're playing a club in Jersey City.
Yeah.
And the club owner comes up and says, listen, we got some stuff we got to take care of in the alley, so turn up. So what do you mean? No, he goes, play as loud as you want for 10 minutes. You've always wanted that.
That's great.
Here's your chair. Just play as loud as you can for about 10 minutes until I come in and cut you off.
That's great. And then, like, then you're going, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't argue, man.
So we played all over Jersey. We played Dodds and Orange. We played the Soap Factory in Fort Lee. We played the Found Casino in Aberdeen Township. And we started out as a Jersey bar band.
I love it. I love it, man. Also, those places, they go, hey, we're going to pay you cash. They always tell you cash. We're going to pay you cash, right?
Well, back in those, listen, when bands come to me these days and they ask me for advice, you know, 20-year-old kids go, hey, man, how do you make it? I go, look, my life and your life are two very different lives. I said, when I was 20 years old starting the band, gas was 23 cents a gallon. I hate to sound like I'm like an old guy from 1890. But I go, gas is 23 cents a gallon. The house rental was $300 a week. Hotel rooms are $19 a night.
Yeah.
Truck rental, $25 a week. And we're making $150 a night. I said, let's look at the math these days.
Yeah.
Truck rental is $500 a week. House is $3,000 a month. And let me see, you're still getting paid the same $150.
That's so true. Hey,
how do you do it? And I don't really know how they do it, because when we did it, Joe, you could work six nights a week in one bar. Jersey pioneered this whole thing.
Yeah.
Six nights a week.
I love it, man.
$150 a night, $900 a week. You could actually come up with a system of surviving.
Yeah.
And young bands today can't do it, and young entertainers have a hard time. You and I came through a period we were very fortunate to come through the times that we came.
J.J. French, legendary guitarist for Twisted Sister. J.J., give D.R. best, man. Will you come back so we could spend a full segment and chat about this? Is great history.
Listen,
man,
we could do this forever, but I'm writing a book. It was tentatively titled Before I Forget. Right now I have to change the name because somebody else took that name. But the book is going to be coming out next year, and maybe sometime we can sit on the show because we could talk, Joe, for hours. I'm a huge fan of yours. I really appreciate the time. And again, I want to give Dave a shout-out.
Yes, sir.
He was great yesterday.
Dave Damiani, and we're big fans as well, JJ, and thanks for calling, man. I know Al Gattulo, man, he's like in his glory, and we love you. And please call back again, JJ. Let's chat in the future, huh?
I will do, man. Thanks, Joe.
All right, my brother. All the very best. JJ French from Twisted Sister. You never know. You never know. It's at 9:32. Kevin McCullough is in the studio with us. I want to jump to this because we're going to go to the news, and then Rachel Brown's going to join us. Got a lot going on this morning. Appreciate you staying with us. 877-970-2999. But Kevin wants to speak on behalf of, and you hear Kevin 5 o'clock every weekday on AM 970 The Answer. He's our buddy here. He wants to talk on behalf of Helping Puerto Rico with food for the poor. You know, I love that these are our fellow Americans, and people forget Kevin McCullough, and only on the Piscopo Show. You're going to go from J.J. French, you're going to go right to Puerto Rico, Helping Puerto Rico. But food for the poor does this better than anybody.
Yeah, you know what? New York is the second most Puerto Rican populated region on the planet, behind the island.
Yeah.
And these are our brothers and sisters in geography, in citizenship. And they're 52 days after the hurricane, they got taken from basically modern America back to the third world. 62,000 power poles are down. There's no electricity, no refrigeration. How can they you know, even store food. So what we're really trying to do, and Food for the Poor, we've worked with a lot. You've worked with a lot.
Yeah, man.
They're doing fantastic work. They're shipping these containers loaded up with $100,000 to $200,000 worth of supplies. We're talking about bottled water. We're talking about food that's storageable. You're talking about batteries, flashlights,
hygiene
diapers,
products, man.
Hygiene, ugh. Soap. Ugh. Because not only are there no stores, there's no electricity, so there's no credit system. There's no access to money. And the death rate of Puerto Ricans has like tripled since the hurricane because of the disease and other things that are starting to set in. It's really a desperate situation. I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes two Sunday nights ago, but they went down there and showed everything close up. 280,000 homes destroyed or significantly damaged. You're talking about displaced people. They're serving a million emergency meals per day. It's as desperate as it gets. And because they're fellow Americans and because they're fellow New Yorkers,
you can't bump
anybody on the street that doesn't know someone who's got family in Puerto Rico.
Yep, yep.
So we're trying to help. And here's how you do it. You can give a one-time gift of $250 or you can do 12 months of $20 a month.
Mm.
If we have 17 more people, we will fill up AM970's first box container of $200,000 worth of relief supplies. Cost $5,000 to do that. You get three people that have stepped up so far. You get 17 people to do one of those two amounts, and we'll send that container on behalf of the listeners of AM 970.
Go to AM970theanswer.com.
If you want to give online.
And
here's the number,
please.
855-919-4673, 855-919-4673.
Off the top of your head, Kevin, very nicely done. This, I know this is a mission you help. You're a great Christian. You're a great human. But you
don't have to be. These are our people.
These are fellow New Yorkers.
These are fellow Americans.
You know, and as much as the federal government can help, I mean, people from Sandy are still hurting. FEMA didn't, 5 years later, they're still not.
Well, Puerto Rico is the biggest FEMA operation that has ever existed.
Wow.
And they are still coming up very short. Now, here's how Food for the Poor is doing it a little bit differently. They have scouted out 300 churches across Puerto Rico, and they're using the pastors on the ground as distribution points.
I love that.
That's one distribution point for every 20 square miles.
Yeah. I always said that's the way to take care of the inner cities. Yeah. I always say, go to the churches, man. Go to
855-919-4673.
Or go to am970theanswer.com and look for the Food for the Poor banner to help our brothers and our sisters in Puerto Rico. Kevin McCullough, 5 o'clock today on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Kevin. And great on Fox News, too, my friend. Thank you very much. Let's jump to Al Gattulo. And Rachel Brown will join us momentarily. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. This year's new floats in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade being shown off in New Jersey. Macy's annual Studio Day being held today at a warehouse in Moonaki. Some lucky New Jersey school children have been specially invited to see the floats firsthand before they take the inaugural trip down the famed parade route next week. The new floats include everyone's favorite Bake Shop by Entenmann's, Harvest in the Valley by Green Giant, Parade Day Mischief by Sour Patch Kids Candy, Shimmer and Shine by Nickelodeon, and Universal Playground by Sprout. New guidelines could mean more Americans now have high blood pressure. Heart doctor groups, including the American Heart Association, are moving the goalposts for what's considered a risk for hypertension. The idea is to spur millions into changing their diets, exercise routines, and lifestyle choices. The new standard is to get blood pressure down below 130 over 80. Formerly, it was 140 over 90. In sports, the Knicks built a 23-point lead in the second half, only to see the Cavaliers rally for a 104-101 win. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge, the American League Rookie of the Year. Judge clubbed a rookie record 52 home runs for the Yanks this past season. And the co-owners of the Giants won't be making any rash decisions regarding head coach Ben McAdoo. John Mara and Steve Tisch issuing a joint statement yesterday saying they won't make any changes until after the season. The Giants are last in the NFC East at 1-8. College hoops tonight on The Answer. It's St. John's. They're home against Central Connecticut State. The tip-off is set for 6:30. You can listen to it right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning to you, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to take it over to the Hutch northbound, slowing down, getting up toward Maranick Avenue. Watch out for some delays on the New York State Thruway. Southbound exit 10, accident on the shoulder right by the Tappan Zee Bridge. The inbound side of the GWB moving okay. Lincoln Tunnel, watch out for about a 15-minute delay. Holland about 20. Garden State Parkway south at 155, getting down through Clifton. Watch out for an accident. accident there. Traffic is still slowing down 280 eastbound out by exit 15, getting out through Newark. Also reports of an accident, Garden State Parkway northbound on the ramp at 131. Traffic is still moving slowly on the westbound BQE at Metropolitan Avenue with a stalled car. And stop and go on the southbound West Side Highway down through the 90s. It's a stalled car over there as well. Watch out for some construction on the Whitestone Expressway northbound, getting up toward the area of 20th Avenue. Northbound Van Wyck Building up toward Hillside Avenue. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high of 49. Sunshine tomorrow with a high going up to 50 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Hi, it's Steve Adubato. AM 970 listeners want the whole story, not just simple sound bites. That's why I'm asking you to watch my TV show, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, for important conversations with great guests. So check out One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 1 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Okay, there's a lot of concern about the future of healthcare in America. Larry Elder here. There may be significant changes coming that could impact your Medicare costs. That's why Health Markets is there, to ensure everyone gets the healthcare they need and at a price they can afford. The enrollment period is now, so I'm urging my listeners to take advantage of this free service that offers access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money. Enrollment in the right Medicare plan is not automatic, you know. My advice, don't go it alone. The Medicare Enrollment Service from Health Markets offers smart, unbiased help to find a plan that may offer lower copayments and more choices like prescription drug coverage, dental and vision care, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Best of all, the service is free. Don't take chances when Health Markets licensed agents can do the work for you. Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-566-1573. That's 800-566-1573. 800-566-1573.
No one likes waking up in the morning, but when you have to, there's no better way to wake up than to a fresh, hot cup of Chock Full of Nuts coffee. Premium blended and roasted to perfection. Better coffee a billionaire's money can't buy. Available at Christie's.
Wednesday night, Seton Hall hosts Indiana at Prudential Center. Pre-game is 6:20. Tip-off, 6:30 p.m. for the Hoosiers and the Pirates. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action on your home for Seton Hall basketball. AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's a 941 on AM 970, The Answer. So, we're talking about rock and roll, listening to heavy metal, and listening to Twisted Sister. That was great, J.J. French call. But sometimes you put the headphones on, and those earbuds go on, and then you take them off. Then later in the day, all of a sudden it gets quiet, and then you get the ringing in your ears, right? Well, if it gets bad, and I'm talking to my boomer brothers and sisters, if it gets really bad, you can't take it anymore. We want you to call Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates on Long Island. Dr. Hirschfeld and her team specialize in solving what you have, and that is tinnitus. Everybody got, even Frankie Five Boroughs, young Frankie gets it. He's up in the headphones and radio station. And in fact, Dr. Hirschfeld and her associates are so well respected, other hearing professionals refer their patients to Melanie's office. So that's really saying something. So the ringing in your ears gets the best of you, you know, and you can't take it anymore. Will you do me a favor? Please call Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates on Long Island. It's 516-364-0011. Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates, 516-364-0011.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing.
you say? What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
Gaga, thank you, Albert. Very nice. Lady Gaga,
there's a method
New York,
to my
New York.
Madness. You might not be able to figure it out.
Well, a phone was lost last night. Right. This is what they're. Yeah, he always busts my chops. He always busts. And that's what I love about you, Albert. Episcopal in the Morning, 9:43. Rachel Brown, I met at this Doodles for Hunger. It was right,
yep.
Rachel, and you
it was
go yeah, right into the mic here, and you were bringing your jewelry, and I said, "Wow!" And then we chatted. You were with your parents, which
right.
I now that impressed me immediately. That was great. Hanging with your parents.
I know. I love my parents. They live a few blocks.
What
from
an
me.
Anomaly that is. No, it was good. And you were like having a good time.
I know. We have a good time together.
And I was with John Catsimatidis was there, and Tony Bianco, and the Gilberts were there. Roger Gilbert was there, and everybody who was in. Mitchell was there. Mitchell Modell was there.
Right.
So I called Mitchell. I said, Mitchell, you got to meet this great gal that makes her own jewelry. You have your own business. And then you were kind enough to bring the your jewelry to the Modell Foundation.
I did,
last
yes.
night. It was great.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I'm curious because I told you this when we chatted.
Yeah.
That you're a young gal, and I have three young daughters. How does a woman start in the workplace? How do you start your own business? I'm still in awe of that. And you make this. This is handmade jewelry you make, right?
It's handmade. I do have platers, and I have polishers. I have all sorts of people that help me make the pieces. But I design everything, and I work in different parts of the processes.
So yeah, and you don't like bang it out.
Sometimes I bang things
see,
out.
I
sometimes I'll take a hammer.
That.
This bracelet here. Sometimes I'll take a hammer. I don't like the way it fits, and I'll suddenly. I mean, I do this sometimes. I put it on the floor, and I actually will start doing crazy things. Unless I get a call from my doorman. So
wow, this is beautiful, though. How did you start? How did you get into it? How do you start from that? You went to NYU. You told me.
I went
me, right?
to NYU.
Okay.
And I was born an artist. I'm a designer and an artist, and that's been my gift. And I've always been great with my hands, and I just started getting visions of jewelry, bracelets, specifically with these Kabbalistic meditations that
Uh-oh.
I was studying.
Here we go.
Oops.
Yeah, no, this is good. This because we chatted about this. This was interesting, and I want to hear about how you got into jewelry. How do you start your own business?
Okay.
Let me go to the specifics. I'll get all the business stuff out of the way.
Okay.
Then we could talk into your vision, your world vision on really what is behind this jewelry, I could tell, which is very artistic and very original and very beautiful, by the way. How do you get financing for something like this?
That's a really, really good question. I started my business with one bracelet and a dream and a passion, and it's been grassroots marketing from day one. So customer by customer, sale by sale, design by design, and I just sort of in my mind had no limitations, and I thought I can't think about what I don't have. I don't have money for this. I don't have, just go, and things just kind of happen, and I think people feel the passion and they love the designs, and things just kind of took off. But now I've gotten to a point 10 years later. It's been 10 years.
Wow.
No advertising, as I said, just very organic. But I'm ready for a business partner.
Yeah, look at
I'm
that.
I'm really ready to go to the next level.
Yeah. Well, listen, on the air, how can we find the jewelry? Rachel Brown, a gemologist, did great for the holidays, by the way.
It's great
very
for the
spiritual,
holidays.
Too.
It's
you're
all
a very spiritual girl, aren't you?
I am. But you are, too.
Yeah.
I know you are.
Yeah, but I'm we chatted about this last night.
I know.
I'm more conventional, diehard, God fearing, church going,
right.
guilt ridden Italian Catholic, right? But you have a spirituality and overall worldview. What is it called? What is it?
It's a Kabbalistic view, which I would say it has to do with, but it's really similar to yours, which is love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you treat people? Do you think of the world? Do you think of others before yourself? I mean, what is your consciousness when you're living your life and doing things?
Yeah.
It's just all about me. What about other people? That's really what it is.
Hey, you know what I love? You have Mr. Universe wearing your jewelry. That was wild. I saw that online somewhere. That guy was like jacked, man. Are you kidding me?
He was jacked.
He was Mr. Universe. And then you're doing a video going, this is Mr. Universe. And he has my jewelry. How does Mr. Universe find your jewelry online?
Mr. Universe found me because my friend... Uh-huh. Who owns Iridium? Actually, he's his trainer. So
Iridium, the jazz club,
the jazz club.
Oh,
my friend Ron.
Well, John Cogliani plays. I know these guys. Oh my gosh, you hanging all the way back. So tell me.
He trains my friend. I did a photo shoot with my friend Ron at Iridium, and Mr. Universe was there. He loved the jewelry. He asked if he could have a few pieces. I said, fine. You know, put it on social media. You can have what you want. He loves it. So and now he's doing this music video. So he asked me if he could borrow some jewelry for the music video. So I said, great. So we came to my showroom and we played around with some jewelry and had a good time.
It's great. So, well, we appreciate it. Now, you donate a percentage of the sales of each item to a group called Spirituality for Kids?
Spirituality for Kids, which is an organization that really teaches kids spiritual values. So, share your toys.
Why would we want to do a thing like that? I'm kidding. No. Of course, I'm kidding. It's like...
That's what we have to teach these kids.
I know.
It's really important.
I know, I know. You're a New York girl? No, you're not in New York originally.
I'm not.
You were down in Virginia?
I'm originally from Virginia.
I was born in D.C. Look at you.
But I'm a New Yorker.
I know, but then you brought the whole family up. That never happened.
It just kind of happened. They followed in my footsteps. But my parents have always kind of been New York people. And it's always kind of in our blood. We never really fit into Virginia.
I'll tell you, listening, if you're watching, this girl was great. I was so impressed. She was with her parents. And then everybody came over to Rachel and said, well, great jewelry. And everybody's talking to Rachel. And then they come over to Joe. And then you went away. And I said, I lost you in the mix of the crowd.
Right.
And we said, where's Rachel? You were with your parents. I have to find my parents.
Bingo.
Love that.
That was great. To make sure they don't get lost. Yeah.
No, I think that was spectacular. Rachel, where can we find Rachel Brown Jewelry? Where can we go? Online?
RachelBrownJewelry.com. That's the best place. E-commerce. Everybody wants to buy online now, right?
Yeah,
it's all
about
going online, clicking, and purchasing. So.
Yeah, you got to do it. And I got to tell you, also, if you're listening or you're watching, you can make custom pieces, right? Like those crosses last night?
The crosses that you saw last night is actually part of my line because, again, my line is all about... The basis is Kabbalah, but it's all about one soul, so it does have lots of Catholic influences. And I do have a fantastic collection of antique crosses that I've actually turned into my own pieces and attached some really fabulous vintage chains to. So that's what you saw at the event last night that I donated.
That was beautiful. Thanks. Rachel, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Did you get any sleep last night? You were at the Mitch Modell event. How great was that
event? I thought it was fun.
How great was Mitchell's mother? Shelby was adorable. 93 years old.
I know.
And we're at the table. And Matilda Cuomo there. How great are these women?
This was spectacular. So cute. I know.
But you're a great role model for women, too, what you're doing with this business. I'm telling you.
Thank you. I'd like to think so.
RachelBrown.com. Just like that.
RachelBrownJewelry.com.
Oh, there you go. Thank God. RachelBrownJewelry.com.
RachelBrownJewelry.com.
You got it.
Anytime. Don't spell jewelry wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Most commonly is misspelled word, J-E-W-E-L-R-Y.
Rachel, thanks for taking the time coming in. Great to see you. RachelBrownJewelry.com. Another great woman, Debbie Duhamel. You know, Debbie, I'm surrounded by beautiful women who are just so smart, like yourself.
Thank you.
And my daughter's lucky me. I'm just saying.
You're a lucky man. And by the way, I'm checking out the website right now. Loving the jewelry.
Yeah, you'll love it. It's got a great spirituality sense to it, Deb. I'm so glad. Debbie, how are we doing? I'm afraid it has 10 minutes to be 9:51 actually right now on AM 970, The Answer.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe Piscopo. We're going to go right over to the westbound BQE, slowing down by Metropolitan Avenue. That's a stalled car in the way, and it's busy on the west side highway south into the 90s. Another stalled car. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. FDR Drive is busy southbound right through the 70s as well, and it's going to be stop and go for you as you head over to the Van Wyck southbound, getting down toward Liberty Avenue. Northbound slowing down right through Kew Gardens. Inbound GWB moving okay. Lincoln Tunnel 15, Holland 20. Garden State Parkway southbound at 155. Watch out for an accident. Getting reports of an accident as well on 287 southbound by exit 39, getting down through East Hanover. And traffic is slowing down just a bit on the southbound side of the thruway. Some stop-and-go traffic right before the Tappan Zee Bridge. Looks like some police department activity just being cleared away. And traffic is moving slowly on 6 eastbound, getting out toward the Bear Mountain Bridge. That's all due to some ongoing construction. Again, alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning, 9:52 right now. We love DR Catering. I love Dominic and DR Catering. And I'll tell you why. When I had my appendix out, right, I have one of Dominic's girl comes up, and what's her name, Frankie? I can look it up. I got it on my phone. It was like a Russian kind of name. She is so wonderful and nice. Forgive me. The doorbell rings. This girl shows up with every catering thing possible from DR Catering. And it was like, I mean, the food, the eggplant. My mother was so happy that someone actually cooked for me. This was great. I always appreciate Dominic. And that's what they do for you. When we go to our business breakfast, it's DR Catering that caters our breakfast. From the French toast to the pasta to all kinds of, it will make your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends. DR Catering, dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs as well, all right? DR Catering, specializing in social, corporate, pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch like they do right here at AM 970 The Answer. To make your event memorable, call our buddy Dominic, would you? 201-673-7380. 201-673-7380. Or visit them online at drcatering.com.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Monday, November 27th at Connolly's Corner, 71-17 Grand Avenue in Massbeth, Queens at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. At the Adria, 221-17 Northern Boulevard on Wednesday, November 29th at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, November 30th at Lenny's Clambar, 161-03 Cross Bay Boulevard in Howard Beach, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-292-7796. That's 800-292-7796. 800-292-7796.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of sun and clouds today with a high of 48. Partly cloudy tonight, lows ranging from the mid to upper 20s in the mid-Hudson Valley and northwest New Jersey to the 30s in most suburbs, about 38 in Midtown. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 50. Thursday clouds and perhaps a shower followed by some sunshine. Increasingly windy in the afternoon with a high of 55. AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Joe Lumberg, 956. Can I tell you about Route 22 Toyota? If you're tired of dealing with dummies, will you just go over to Route 22 Toyota? How many times I got to tell you this? Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. It's so quick from Manhattan, too, and from all around New Jersey. You just Route 22 West, boom, he shows up. There you are, Route 22 Toyota. Now you can ask for Alex Cancella. You can get those low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. But if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, and we'll give you it right after 10 o'clock. Yeah, I'll give you about 10:05. How's that? It's at 9:56 right now. As soon as Mike Gallagher starts, that'll be the cutoff point. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European makes are excluded. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and yes, a free filter as well. From our good friends at Route 22 Toyota. Here is the number once again, if you'd be so kind, 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
I got to go to Joe. Joe's very quick. Joe, before we get out of here, you got something to say about that dream I had. What's up, man?
Yeah, here's your interpretation. Gold is for royalty. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
You see, you're a star in your own right. You source gold stars. God is satisfied with you. You're a faithful servant. You do the will of God. You're an honest. You do an honest living, and you do the two great commandments. You love God and others.
Oh, Joe, thank you. You just made my day. Will you marry me? I love that. Thank you. My mom said the same thing, kind of, though. Very interesting. It was just, we'll talk about the dream tomorrow in depth, because it was so vivid. It was so vivid. And like Frankie said, when you wake up, sometimes you forget your dreams in a flash. You know, well, what did I dream about? No, this one I didn't forget, and it was so real. And, you know, we'll talk about it. We don't have time to get into it. I'll reiterate that dream tomorrow. But, Joe, thank you for that call. Five Boroughs, great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
I love it. Dave Damiani, appreciate it. Dave coming in all the way in from Atlantic City, dealing, and Rachel Brown. You got to check out RachelBrownJewelry.com. Kevin McCullough. You want to go to AM970TheAnswer.com, and you can go Food for the Poor to help out Puerto Rico. Arthur Idala, always great to have you. And Dr. Elena Frid as well. E-L-E-N-A Frid, F-R-I-D. She is just great. You know what? You're great for listening. How do we thank you? Could never thank you enough. Will you do me one favor? Would you do it for Joey? Go out and make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.